September is when forages are maturing rapidly, weaning time can be appropriate, and weather dictates several key management decisions. Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post-Rock District of Kansas State Research and Extension. I'm here today to give you tips on what cattle producers should be thinking about for the month of September. Out of concern for trichomoniasis, which is an economically devastating reproductive disease, do not introduce untested bulls to your herd. You should remove bulls after 60 days with cows and 45 days with heifers, and never run bulls for more than a 90-day breeding season. Preg check and age pregnancies 60 days after the end of the breeding season. Consider culling cows that are shortbred, as these methods contribute to a more uniform calf crop, make winter nutritional management easier, and increase the success rate of next year's breeding season. For your cowherd nutrition, provide ample amounts of clean, fresh drinking water, and consider limited intake creep feeding. If drought conditions develop and persist, range conditions limit milk production, creep feed and grain prices are relatively low, and the value of gain allows for economic benefits. Tips for successful limited intake creep feeding include limiting duration to last 30 to 75 days before weaning, limit intake to less than 2 pounds per head per day, and protein levels should be equal to or greater than 16%. For herd health, if pink eye is likely to be a problem, consider the following preventative measures. Make sure the herd is receiving adequate vitamins and trace minerals in their diet. Consider using a medicated trace mineral package. Consider vaccination for pink eye. Clip pastures with tall, coarse grasses that may irritate eyes. Provide ample shade and control face flies. For forage and pasture management, enhance grazing distribution with placing mineral away from water sources. Observe pasture weed problems to aid in planning control methods needed next spring. Monitor grazing conditions and rotate pastures if possible and are practical. If pastures run out in late summer, get ready to provide emergency feeds. Start supplemental feeding before pastures are gone to extend grazing. And sample harvested forages and have them analyzed for nitrate and nutrient composition. And begin to plan for your winter nutritional program. And for general management tips, avoid unnecessary heat stress. Don't handle and/or truck cattle during the heat of the day. Repair, replace, and improve facilities needed for fall processing. Order supplies, vaccines, tags, and any other products needed at weaning time. And consider early weaning if drought conditions persist, range conditions limit milk production, and your cows are losing body condition. You should also look for unsound cows that need to be culled from the herd. I hope these reminders were helpful, and for more resources or questions on cattle management, contact me at any of our local Post-Rock District Extension offices. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District.